I'm pleased to welcome Graham Sharp, banjo player, also lead and harmony vocalist for the Steep Canyon Rangers, to Sounds Good.
Good morning, Tracy. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Graham. You've got a big show coming up tonight at 7:30 at the Alhambra Theater in Hopkinsville. Do you get through Western Kentucky that often?
Not a whole lot, so we're really excited about tonight. It's you know, we've been that way once or twice. We've been a band for going on 15 years now, so there's not many parts of the country we're a stranger to, but it seems like it's been a while since we've been over your way.
You've got a Grammy for Nobody Knows You from back in 2012, number one album on the bluegrass charts. At this point in your career, when a lot of bands have packed it in by now, what is it that keeps driving the Steep Canyon Rangers?
I think probably the thing that got us together in the first place, you know, we still really enjoy doing it. We're still just trying to get better all the time, trying to make the music better, write better songs. I don't think it's changed much for us. We've kind of surprised ourselves. We didn't have any goals, really, when we got together as a band. We just wanted to get together and play music, and it turned into something great. So that's still kind of the prevailing wind.
Did you find that after Steve Martin performed with you in, I think, 2009 on A Prairie Home Companion, and then he went on to tour with you, did you find that, I guess, the awareness from the general public of the band was raised? I know there's no such thing as an overnight sensation. You guys had already been together for a long time by then, but it seems like that might have brought some ears to the Rangers that maybe weren't there before.
Oh, a lot of ears. The record we made with Steve sold, I don't know, over, you know, it's up in the six digits for how many records it sold, which for a bluegrass record is unheard of. And, you know, we've been on a lot of, we had a lot of TV exposure. We did the Capitol 4th of July from the Capitol Lawn a couple of years ago, which was wonderful for us. So, you know, we've had a lot of opportunities through that, and we've definitely seen our audience grow in a very good way.
And as someone who plays the same instrument as Steve Martin, and someone who has played with him, can you tell everybody something that most of us already know, which is this is not just something he does on the side. He is a dedicated and an excellent banjo player, completely dedicated to his craft.
He really is. I mean, he spends a lot of time at it. You know, he's constantly writing, thinking about the show. You know, it's impressive really to watch his process, because he is far from being entitled about it. You know, he's the hardest worker I know as far as that goes.
Has the lineup of the band stayed constant throughout the 15 years? Do you still have the same group you started with, or most of them?
Well, let's see. Our fiddle player is, I guess he's the new guy. He's been with us for 9 years, I guess. But other than that, it's the same group. We've actually added a percussionist here in the last year. So he's actually the new guy, but he's an old friend of ours who grew up. He's our mandolin player's best friend from growing up, so still kind of in the family. But yeah, we've had the same group of guys together for a long time.
What's the songwriting process like? Do you all bring something to the table, or are there primarily a couple of you that write the lyrics to the songs? How does that work?
Well, you know, Charles and I do most of the writing, so we usually come to the band with a pretty full idea of the song. But it's great when once a song gets to the group, the group really is good at kind of latching on maybe to what is really good about that song and trying to sort of play toward that. So, you know, once we get it together with the band, it's a really good group process, and that's kind of the same thing we do with Steve Martin. So I think that's one of our strengths.
With all the success that you've had and the awards that you've won, all the different places you've played, are there any mountains left to climb as a band? Do you guys get together and talk about, I'd really like to do this, or we still haven't played here, or I'd like to work with this artist? Are there things like that that kind of keep you going?
Well, sure. I mean, I don't think we have any specific goals as far as that goes set right now. But, you know, I mean, there's always bigger stages, bigger crowds to play for. You know, I feel like we've done a good job of, you know, keeping kind of one foot in the bluegrass world and playing for that crowd, and also, you know, having the opportunity to kind of play this kind of music for bigger crowds. So that's something that's really important to us, is kind of being able to do both those things.
Some artists, when they talk about live performance today, they almost act like it's something to be endured. But generally, when I talk to somebody playing any kind of music associated with bluegrass. It's quite the opposite. It's something that you guys actually look forward to. Why do you think it is that bluegrass musicians really, really get a high off of live performance?
I don't know. You know, I mean, I think the music, I think what attracted me to it in the first place was just getting around in a group and just the sound of the instruments and, you know, getting nice and tight and playing together. And, you know, I think for pickers, I don't think that goes away at all.
What does the band have coming up after tonight's show at the Alhambra?
Let's see. We've got another tour with Steve Martin coming up and Edie Brickell. And then we kind of got a big summer of a little bit less shows this year with Steve and a lot of big festivals for the Rangers. Great stuff like that. We got a couple projects that we're just, you know, doing a song or two on coming up, and then we'll probably be making a record this winter, I would guess.
The live album that came out with you guys and Edie Brickell and Steve Martin is great. Has it been selling well and getting critical acclaim?
Yeah, it has. It's been great. I mean, I think, you know, it's hard to completely replicate what it's like to be there at the show, but I thought the DVD did a great job of it. And, yeah, it was on the PBS Great Performances, and I think it was a huge success there. So it's an exciting thing to be part of. It was a big production.
Are there any groups that you guys see out on the road that really excite you, maybe some younger groups that some of our listeners aren't aware of yet?
Wow, that's a good question. Yeah, I mean, there's a couple friends of ours from back home. Mandolin Orange is a really good up-and-coming group from back down our way that we saw recently. You know, Merle Fest is kind of a big festival back where we are. We get to see a lot of bands there. I hadn't seen Old Crow Medicine Show in a long time before then. I thought they were really good up there. That was good to see those guys. We've known them for a long time. I don't know. There's so many. It's hard to say.
And finally, for someone that's never seen the Steep Canyon Rangers, what can the audience expect tonight when you take the stage at the Alhambra?
People always note that it's a very high-energy show. You know, we get up there and really love what we're doing and play with a lot of energy. There's a lot of variety to it, you know, throughout the songs and stuff like that. But, you know, a lot of harmony singing, a lot of picking, and I think it's just a fun show. People, you know, really, really seem to latch onto our energy on stage. So that's what they can look forward to. We can't wait to do it.
Well, Graham, I appreciate you taking a few moments to be with me on Sounds Good today.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
That's Graham Sharp. He's the banjo player and a vocalist for Steep Canyon Rangers. They're playing tonight at 7:30 at the Alhambra Theater in Hopkinsville.